The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Boy, oh boy, do we got lots going on today again. Talked to a friend that's an attorney out in the East Coast, out in Virginia. Some crazy stuff happening. Got some good things happening as well. Talk about those in the up-and-coming hour on Sons of Liberty Radio. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook on Sons of Liberty Radio. Now listen, friends, Sons of Liberty Radio, that's on Facebook, okay? sonsoflibertyradio.com is actually our website. You want to check that out? That's a different website. And or you can go over to Bradley Dean, two different websites, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, one fan page and one personal. As well, can you follow us on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And again, thank you for the response. Phone lines are open as well, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. As we always say, we're showing you our faith by our works, our work of faith and a labor of love, and our deeds with our actions, 1 John 3:18. And aside of that, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place.
Terrible.
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 Did I say terrible?
You said it three times.
Okay. Terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
You have to tell men things twice. I didn't know you have to tell women things twice.
Well, I suppose it depends on the man. It depends on the woman.
Listen, we got to make this quick because I got a teacher that educates New Jersey Legislators Committee on the Second Amendment. It's a two-minute piece. It's powerful. You'll get the goosies. And what I'll ask everybody is, do you think she meant what she said? So I'm going to share that as soon as you're done.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'll just highlight real quick.
Are you done yet?
No, I need a little bit more time.
Okay.
New for this month, for the month of March, we are highlighting how you can become a son or a daughter of Liberty and become a monthly sponsor. This month, for the month of March only, when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, we're going to send you a free Sons of Liberty t-shirt. And what's nice about this is you can feel like you're doing something about the problems that you see, not just hearing about them, by joining us in our Army for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And our monthly sponsorship program has proven to be an answer to prayer for many because it allows true patriots, Christians, to sow into a church, the church being us, the body of Christ, that is constantly doing instead of sitting in the church pews. As I mentioned yesterday, thank God Jesus didn't, you know, sit in a building, put up a sign, and say, all welcome, him and the apostles.
Wait a second. You mean Jesus didn't come into the world to tell the world everything was okay?
No, he actually came to reprove of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to go into all the world and seek and save
which is lost.
This
is the guy he's the guy that said in John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Isn't it interesting, the gospel that's being preached today, which is not the gospel at all, friends.
That's right.
The good news is only good news to those that know that they're being saved from their sins, because for by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. But it's interesting that Jesus was hated by the world, and the professed church in America, which is completely capitulating in the face of our enemies and in our adversaries, are preaching a gospel that says God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And I can't find that in Scripture.
Yeah, exactly, because it's not in Scripture.
No, it's amazing.
A little hard to find there.
Different Jesus.
That's right. And this is also the same Jesus who said, go ye into all the world. Not
you mean not sit?
Oh. Yeah, he said, go. We're doers of the word, not hearers only. We show our faith by our works. Check out James 1:22. But for those of you who want to do, you want to go, you want to sow into a ministry that you can feel proud of, that's going out there and doing what needs to be done, and you can feel good about your giving, you go ahead and call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can become a son or daughter of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, and when you sign up for this month only, you get a free Sons and Daughters of Liberty t-shirt.
Hey, can you highlight this really quick too, by the way, Stephanie?
Sure.
Did you see some of the requests that we got, the feedback that we got?
Oh,
some people
yeah.
read our last article, so they're taking it and posting it on their websites as well.
Oh, nice. Well,
the Christian Action Network is one of them.
Right, and, I was going to highlight, I got a little bit here.
Okay.
If you want to find out about Bradley's last article, most recent one, Tolerance and Apathy, The Last Stage, he's also got that on newswithviews.com.
Old and Confused.
Yeah, Old and Confused. It's when they go to these different outlets, they kind of relabel them sometimes, the titles, but it's really genuinely called Old and Confused. And while you're reading this article, you can see for yourself if you're a little old and confused, or maybe if you're right on and the new change that we have here is the one that's really confused and the new thing that we don't want.
Yeah.
So I wanted to highlight that too as well. So you can go to newswithviews.com. Of course, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's on, you know, WND, WorldNet Daily, a plethora of different places. Just punch it in Google if you'd like to, and you'll be able to find Bradley's latest column. Went out there, some great feedback on WND.com, by the way, too. I want to highlight real quick before we pass it over to you again. You know, a lot of times people are hesitant to sit and read. We live in a social media world where people are on their phones. They're on their Twitter. You know, I remember a time recently here where I didn't have my phone for a little bit, and I remember looking around and everybody is on their phones. Just try this. Go to a like restaurant. Go sit at an airport. Go to a gas station. Everybody, you just look around. Most people are sitting there on their phones. This is a very social media culture that we live in. And some of that can be good and some of it can be very bad. But what we have on Sons of Liberty Radio is our YouTube videos. And what's nice about them, it's a power-packed punch. Someone's not going to maybe sit down and say, well, I don't have time to read the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. Or maybe they're younger. Well, what we have is we have a reading of the Declaration of Independence on our YouTube video, which you can go ahead and share. You can like, you can comment, you can give it to all those people who say, well, I just don't like reading. And we've also got lots of different other video YouTubes that you'll appreciate, too. One being Planned Parenthood, Ministers and Minions. We were talking about that yesterday. Would you have aborted these famous people? Find out. That's also a YouTube clip. And for those of you who are new to the Sons of Liberty and maybe new to Bradley Dean, we have a YouTube clip called Who is Bradley Dean? It's a short overview of who he is, where we've gone, what we've done, the
endorsements. How much trouble we've gotten
yeah,
into.
Yeah, trouble for the right reasons.
Yes.
But it goes through all that. So go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and you can have a fun little YouTube fest. Like them, share them, comment on them, get the word out there, because lots of people, unfortunately, will just watch a video rather than they will read a book. So that's for you to like and share and get out there in the face of everyone, all your friends, family, and foes. Especially.
I also want to let people know before I play, Teacher Educates New Jersey Legislative Committee on Senate. Again, in New Jersey, friends, she is an angry elf. I don't think she got coffee that morning. She's a teacher,
mm-hmm.
and she looks like a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The very pith and marrow of her is teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The angry look on her face is teacher, and she didn't get her coffee.
Maybe it's good she didn't get her
coffee. You know what's interesting about this teacher that was educating our legislators, our representatives in New Jersey? She's also a... You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
She actually teaches gun courses. And she has,
no.
and she's been an NRA supporter for 150 years.
150 years?
She only looks like she's about 65.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, I got a piece here really quick. It's a teacher educating New Jersey legislator, and it's the committee in New Jersey on the Second Amendment. And I just seen this a couple minutes ago, and I thought to myself, I got to play this because she is one angry elf, and she is an angry elf for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons. So I have not heard the whole thing, so can we be ready? I just hope she doesn't use any stupidity in what she has to say here. I watched about three quarters of it. It was all good and clean up into that point. So if you guys could just kind of watch with your finger on the button to see if she makes any bloopers, which hopefully she doesn't. But this is a teacher in New Jersey confronting. By the way, friends, this is happening all across the boards. There was a man in Connecticut just the other day who basically got in the face of his local government and said, I'm not disarming. You can go ahead and do what you want to do. I ain't moving. He happened to be a Navy military vet. He has every right in the world to maintain and maintain his rights, just like us citizens that he was there and put into position to protect, correct? Because these are our brothers and our sisters. Again, we don't want to compartmentalize government. This is our country, and it is we the people, not they the government. We're in this together, okay? So in saying that, let's play this piece. Hopefully you can hear it. Chase, can you just kind of watch the audio gauge for me real quick and the volume gauge? Here we go.
I'm a school teacher. I'm in the midst from morning to night every single day. My job is to teach. And a lot of you folks up here don't have facts. The reason that these people have packed this room is because of our Constitution. The gun control is beginning before it is confiscated. Stalin in 1929 took out 20 million in Russia. Hitler took out in 1938, 13 million. Mayo Tejon took out 20 million. All of these were because the first thing they did was register firearms. In Germany, the first thing Hitler did when he was the wallpaper hanger, the first thing he did was the Germans looked, oh, ignore him. He's just a wallpaper hanger with a bunch of boys that are wearing brown shirts. The
I don't know if it's just me or not, but she didn't seem like she was mincing any words.
She's absolutely right.
I wonder if she's related somehow.
Oh, she's absolutely. Maybe she's your grandmother.
Did you hear the 150 years in there?
I heard the life member. I didn't hear the 150.
The last 150 years, and I thought, well, lady, you're about 55, 60. Well,
I think she was talking about the NRA.
She was. Oh, of course she was. I'm having a little fun.
I was just checking.
This is called radio banter, guys. I know this is new to you guys, but we're learning, right?
Right. Well, she's absolutely right when she's talking about Stalin and Hitler.
Of course.
The next time someone...
Wait. Government is the one that asked for registration of arms only to set the people up so they could disarm them, and then at what length... eradicate them.
Yeah, exactly.
Why, no, Bradley. That's conspiracy theory, man. That can never happen in America. I know. That's what they said 50 years ago. But now you have local governments, friends. You have folks in Connecticut and New Jersey. Namely, in Connecticut right now, friends. Where the sheriff is basically saying, listen, if the Supreme Court says that we have to disarm the people, then we have to disarm the people. Really, I thought the Supreme Court was also responsible to uphold the Constitution of the United States. I didn't know that they had some special privilege to go ahead and reconstruct it, tear it down and reconstruct it in their own image. No, friends, they don't. They do not whatsoever have the right. Remember, judges and those that serve we the people are only there and appointed there and to remain there under good behavior. When they act outside of the boundaries of the Constitution of the United States, you are to remove them lawfully and legally and hold them accountable to the consequences of the laws broken during their incumbency. You see how that works? See, when America begins to understand their position, you are the employer, not the employee. This administration has already usurped the Constitution time and time and time and time again. And you would know that, America, if you'd simply take the time to read what the Constitution says. That's how simple it really is. That's really how simple it is. And see, what are they doing? They're attacking your Christian heritage for the very purpose that you don't know right and wrong when you read that Constitution.
Mm-hmm. And you look at the extermination of so many people in the guise of gun control. You know, tyrants say they could have never did what they did unless
Stalin
the people
yeah.
willfully gave up their guns. So listen, it's not we don't have the right to bear arms so we can go hunting. We don't have the right to bear arms so we can go out and shoot Bambi. We have the right to bear arms to protect us, so we're an armed citizenry. And also, in case our government goes bad, that we have the right to be able to bear arms to protect ourselves, protect our children, and to protect ourselves from tyranny. Our founding forefathers knew that because they escaped the clutches of tyranny. Why do you think they put that as the Second Amendment? The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. It's one of the main things that we need to preserve liberty in our country. And this old grandma here, good for her, she is educating those that are supposed to be the quote-unquote educated. She's making some very valid points. Why do we have the use and the reason why we have to bear arms is so we can keep ourselves protected.
Of course.
It's very simple.
I'm actually trying to find this audio right now, friends, where this woman is confronting the sheriff. And just give me a second here, and I'll do that. Again, we're on live radio.
I'm looking it up now.
Well, it's that important.
Of course.
It's just so good.
And, of course, you know, in Connecticut, when they're talking about, you know, going and taking away and confiscating out these guns, what are these people saying? We are not going to comply. It's when the people stand up and say, listen, we are not going to comply. All laws repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. They hold no weight unless it goes with the Constitution, not against it.
I got it. You ready for this, friends? This is a woman. The recording of the call reveals the shocking disregard this sworn peace officer has for the United States Constitution. I'll just play through it. I'll commentate just a little bit. Didn't mean to go down this road, but it's an important one. In saying this is brand new. Just yesterday, I want you to listen carefully, of a woman confronting a police officer about the Second Amendment. Here we go.
Hi, okay, just a minute. Let me turn you over to the correct office.
Okay, thank you so much, Lindsay. You've been very helpful.
This is great. This is great stuff. Now, just imagine if everybody did this.
Good afternoon, public information, Kathleen.
Yes, am I speaking with a sworn peace officer?
A who?
A sworn peace officer, somebody that took an oath to the Constitution.
No, I am a receptionist.
May I please speak with a sworn police officer?
She's saying, friends, that she wants to talk to someone that upheld the Constitution or swore to uphold the Constitution before they served we the people is what she's saying.
Lieutenant Vance, may I help you?
Yes, who am I speaking with? What's your name?
You're speaking with Lieutenant Vance.
Oh, nice to meet you, Lieutenant Vance.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Ashley. I have a question. My husband received a letter in the mail regarding... Let me get to it. Hold on.
Huh?
It's basically, it's from the field... State of Connecticut Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, Division of State Police, Special Licensing and Firearms Unit. And it basically it says because he missed the deadline of January 1st, 2014, to register his so-called assault weapon or high-capacity magazines, he now has to turn them in or sell them to a dealer.
There are four choices, yes, ma'am.
Okay. So my
Wait. Friends, just hold the dough. This is in the United States of America. This isn't Russia. This is in the United States of America. This is what radio shows such as this one has been continuously sounding the alarm for. This is illegal. It is unconstitutional. And this officer has no business whatsoever obeying any unlawful, unconstitutional act whatsoever, no matter who says it. And by the way, here, case in point, the president does not have an executive order, friends, which are unlawful and unconstitutional as well, to go ahead and say, we need to take away your guns. Zero. They're there to ensure your rights, not to take them away. I go on.
Question is this. What happens if my husband decides not to do this?
Oh, what happens if my husband says, no, I'm not going to give up my right to bear arms? That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. What can they do?
When we get back on the other side of this break, we're going to go ahead and let this peace officer that swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States answer the question of the young lady. Cool? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about the Second Amendment. Was not planned again. Just running down the roads where there's liberty and what people want to hear and what matters right now. Got a phone call yesterday of a woman calling into the Connecticut State Police Department confronting a peace officer who swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. In just a couple minutes, you'll hear him say that if the Supreme Court saith, then that's what we're going to do. And, friends, I have a question for you after reading the Constitution and the Bible, of course. Are judges above the law? Is the United States Supreme Court above the law? Are they there to legislate from the bench, or are they to basically bear rule? Bear rule is a bunch of activists from the bench. Question mark. Of course not. Are they there to interpret, or are they there to declare what it says, in a sense, a referee? According to what the law says. You know, when we talk about equality, friends, we need to keep in mind that equality is under law, not outside of law. I want you to hear this carefully, because this is true in every sense of the word. That if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, then we, America, people, have ceased to be our own rulers under God. And the Supreme Court is now our ruler. This is told to us from the 7th President of the United States of America, President Andrew Jackson. I'll say it one more time. Because the American people are under the delusion that even the Supreme Court is now above the law. Friends, if you knew who was sitting on the bench right now, you would be abhorred. You'd be appalled. You have an internationalist, you have a UNist, you have a total individual on there that queerified Harvard, that attacks our military, Alina Kagan, Sotomayor, she's a universalist. These people are working together with the UN. You can just ask Mrs. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You can ask Mr. Roberts, who doesn't know the difference between what the Constitution says and what it doesn't say concerning Obamacare, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Scalia, friends, you're sadly mistaken to think that he is the church's man. Hey, if nobody can do it, Scalia can. No. I want you to listen carefully. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God. And the Supreme Court is our ruler. President Andrew Jackson warned of that. By the way, I want to bring up one more point, going back to the United States, the Declaration of Independence. We were told from our signers, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among you, friends, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. They work for you, friends. By the way, we're all ruled by God. And if we can't understand that first part, then we're not going to be able to rule those that work with us. I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to work with those that are there to uphold the laws or the enumerated laws within the Constitution of the United States of America. Listen to what they said next. They said that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety. Friends, back to my point. You have an administration trying to disarm the American people. We're over in Connecticut. A woman calls and confronts them. Listen carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So my question is this. What happens if my husband decides not to do this?
Well, that's a better question for a lawyer, but my understanding is it's a felony to possess an unregistered assault weapon and a high-capacity magazine.
Okay, so what will happen then if my husband refuses? Will you come to our home to arrest him?
Well, I certainly wouldn't, but he could be subject to arrest. I mean, we haven't crossed it.
Why would he be subject to arrest?
It doesn't make any sense. It's a felony. So you're saying because, first of all, he's got a right to bear arms.
Right.
Obviously, that's his right found in the Constitution. Okay. So
who's the felon?
Yeah, exactly. Who's the felon? And so if you don't comply with these
unlawful
laws, which I thought
policies.
All laws repugnant to the Constitution were null and void. If you don't change with our ever-changing whims, then now you become the target and you become the enemy, per se.
Let's go. Continue on.
Here are your options if you want to be within the boundaries of the law.
Okay, isn't this a very slippery slope that's going on here, going to put the police in harm's way?
I don't see that, ma'am, but...
going door-to-door to people's homes, if it comes down to that, is not putting the police in harm's way?
Well, I don't know. We're in harm's way every day, ma'am. I mean, we don't look at it like that. We just simply want people to abide by whatever the laws are, and we're sworn to uphold the law. I mean, that's...
But did you take an oath? Did you take an oath to the Constitution, Lieutenant Vance?
Did I take an oath to the Constitution? What bearing does that have in this conversation, ma'am?
Well, because any law that is...
Wait a second. He's talking about how a lawyer can answer a question, yet he's the one called to enforce the laws of the Constitution that he swore to uphold.
Yeah, goes,
this is stupidity. This is diversion is what it is.
It's really ignorance, too. It's like, well, what bearing does this have in this conversation? It's like, well, have you ever read the Second Amendment?
Yeah, what's your purpose
there? I mean,
what
are you talking about? The right to bear arms? I mean, is this ringing a bell here?
Unconstitutional is null and void. If you're following an unlawful order, then you're going against the very Constitution.
Any law that's been deemed unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court, I would have to agree with you, ma'am, but this law has not been deemed unconstitutional by the state and or Supreme Court. So until that does occur, it's a lawful law, ma'am.
Okay, so if the Supreme Court says it's a...
Which, by the way, friends, is untrue. It's completely untrue. He has no business whatsoever. Listen, friends, you need to keep in mind during the May 1945, the Nuremberg trials, the first thing that was said is the laws of God and man have been violated. You know what those people that slaughtered their own people said? We were just taking orders.
That's right.
We were just taking
their
orders.
Excuse.
Back to the phone call.
Lawful law. Okay. Then are you going to start going to our homes?
I haven't. Well, yeah, I don't make that decision, man.
Well, I know you don't make that decision, but if you are asked to, will you do it?
If we're instructed to, ma'am?
Yes, if you're instructed to.
I'm sure. We're not the Gestapo, and I don't want the inference of that. This is the third call I've taken on this today, and I don't know where all this is coming from, but quite frankly.
I can tell you where it's coming from. From scared people that live in the state of Connecticut.
All right. I get it. And that's what you have attorneys for, and that's your attorney can give you advice as to what you should and shouldn't do relative to any law in the state of Connecticut. But, you know, I can't give you that advice. All I can tell you is that the laws are written by your legislators, and they're signed into law by the leaders of our state. And those are the people you should be discussing this with, ma'am. We don't have any control over that whatsoever.
Well, yes, you do, because...
No, we don't, ma'am. No, I'll interrupt you. We do not.
Why don't you have... Why do you say you have no control over this? I'm very curious.
We have no control, ma'am. We're sworn to enforce the laws of the state of Connecticut. And these are lawful laws that we're sworn to enforce. Now, how we're going to go about the mechanism of enforcing this law, that's still being determined, ma'am. I think we're putting... People are putting the cart before the horse here.
No, because we have to have this discussion because it's getting very dangerous.
Not with me, ma'am. Not with me. With your legislators would be the proper place.
No, because the police are the ones that are going to be used to enforce this law. That's
so we certainly do enforce all laws, ma'am.
The conversation.
I don't want to talk about the Constitution, ma'am, at all. Not at all.
I said,
did you hear that?
I don't want to talk about the what he swore to uphold. He doesn't want to talk about
all. This is great because this shows you, America. This exemplifies my point to a T.
Just disregard that old document.
Yeah, now, friends, you'd like to download last week's podcast? You can go ahead and do that. Article 2, a well-regulated militia. That is you, 17 to 45 years old. Militia works with government because the government is we, being necessary to the security of a free state. Not one thrown into bondage through unlawful laws, as he said. They're policy, friends. They're not laws. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed or violated.
He's saying
he doesn't want to talk about the Constitution. See, for the most part, the problem here is that when this woman read her Constitution, that is what put her feet upon the rock to go back and ask the question, why are you following unlawful laws, as he said, not she said, but these are null and void. Why would you enforce these? Then he refers back to the Supreme Court. And I said it that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God. And the Supreme Court is our ruler. Andrew Jackson said that, President Andrew Jackson. Now he's blatantly saying what the problem. What's the stumbling block here, friends?
The Constitution. He doesn't want to talk about that at all. He was very specific about that.
Okay, so this tells you, friends, that he's not there to uphold the Constitution. He's there to follow the rule of policy to his little cohorts, and whatever his little cohorts deem law, friends, he's going to go enforce it, regardless if it's constitutional or not. And by the way, friends, I'm not saying that. This cop is. This is on.
The conversation.
You're talking about state law.
I said the conversation. I didn't say Constitution.
Okay, ma'am, you're asking a whole lot of questions. How can I help you, ma'am? What do you want me to do?
I want to know, if it comes down to it, will the police go to my home if my husband refuses to give up a weapon that was formerly legal and now has been made illegal by a corrupt legislator? Will the police actually go to my home and threaten my family? Because I'm scared to death.
We don't threaten people, ma'am.
Going with the force of government, that's a threat.
Ma'am, it sounds like you're anti-American. It sounds like you're
anti-American.
Did you hear this, friends? No, you gotta listen to this, friends.
That's judgment turned
backwards. No, it shows you he's working hand in glove with corruption in government to call you anti-American to actually recite the Constitution that he himself swore to uphold. This is sick, friends. We'll be right back.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tammy Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Okay, friends, what we did is we started out, we stumbled over a video of a teacher teaching a committee of representatives in New Jersey, and then it just, well, basically led from that to where we're at right now. And then I recollected a video yesterday of a phone call to a Connecticut state police officer that said basically if it's necessary to go to door-to-door to gun confiscate, that he would do it. And he is, friends, from A to Z, this fool, this cop, as he calls himself, with a badge, who's corrupt within, is willing to follow the rule of policy, not law, if his legislators so deem. Instead of standing up and doing what he swore to do, he said he would just go ahead and roll with the punches in so many words.
Well, what's horrible?
Wait a second. This is what he swore to uphold. This is the Constitution found. This is their oath found in the Constitution of the United States. He said he didn't want to talk about the Constitution anymore. He said that the Supreme Court, in so many words, were the final say. Then he brought it over to state legislators and said that they are the final say in so many words. But this is what he swore to uphold. Same with those corrupt legislators across the country, friends. Now, I have a lot of friends that are cops, and they're good cops, and they stand on the side of the American people, and they say, we will not obey an unlawful order. We're seeing more of this. But, of course, the state-run media ain't sharing that with you. But listen, this is what Lieutenant Paul Vance, the Connecticut state police officer, said that he didn't want to hear. I don't want to hear about the Constitution anymore. This is the oath that he swore to uphold. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office in which he's been entrusted and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Now, this guy's now calling this woman anti-American.
And because she upholds the Constitution, because she brings the Constitution into the conversation, and rightfully so, since we're talking about the Second Amendment, now he's turning it on her and saying that she's the one that's un-American because she's upholding the Constitution that was birthed with our nation.
Of course. In other words,
I'm
magnifying the laws, Mr. Officer. Why are you violating my laws?
Because of corrupt legislators, she said.
That's right. And then he looks at her, and this is what he says.
It's a threat.
Ma'am, you know, it sounds like you're anti-American. It sounds like you're anti-law.
I'm anti-American? No, I'm pro-American.
Ma'am, I cannot answer your questions.
I'm pro-American. Are you serious? You just called me anti-American?
No, ma'am.
Are you going to call me a terrorist now because I have questions?
I don't have time for this, ma'am. I don't have time for this. Now, if you don't want an answer to any questions, then I think our conversation is over.
I do want an answer.
I would suggest
I really
that you contact
want an answer.
Your attorney.
Now, why would I need to contact an attorney when I have the Bill of Rights in front of me?
That's right.
I don't know. Why do I have to go feed that bureaucracy when I already see that it says that my right to bear arms shall not be violated?
That's right.
And friends, why do I need an attorney? Friends, I don't need an attorney. See, this is how they complicate the system. They hate simplicity because it's not a moneymaker. But if they can get you going through all these hoops and feel like you did something wrong, then you better get yourself an attorney. Okay, let's go on here.
And have your attorney explain the laws to you and what your rights are and what
you
should
do. You're going to speak to me this way, someone that pays your salary as a resident of Connecticut?
I pay my own salary too, ma'am. I pay taxes probably just like you do.
You're a servant. You serve me. You don't serve the legislators, sir.
I serve everyone, ma'am. Everyone lives in Connecticut.
Well, that's right.
To date, over 350,000 people in Connecticut alone, the residents, have refused to submit to Lieutenant Paul Vance and their new unconstitutional law to turn in their guns. Friends, it's up to 500,000 people.
Wow.
I think if anybody wants to think about the pros and cons as to what's going on here and who is un-American and who is corrupt, this administration loves to have these appointed jokers in the positions that they are. And friends, it is a counterfeit authority. But guess what? They will do whatever unlawful legislation mandates that they will do. That's why you need to get busy and stand up and remove these supposed legislators that are gutting the Constitution of the United States. Don't wait till tomorrow, friends, because you don't have time for tomorrow. Do it today.
And that's what happens when you see people stand up and say, listen, this is one man who's saying, I don't have time for this. I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to talk about the Constitution. What he swore to uphold, he doesn't want to discuss. And because this woman is calling in with a legitimate concern of someone who's saying, you know, it's a felony if your husband doesn't, you know, go towards these commands
and dictates. Did you hear what she said to him? She said, what am I, a terrorist now for asking questions?
Huh, I didn't hear that
part.
Wait,
I thought the radical Muslims were the terrorists. I didn't know the American gun owners were. Well, listen to the DHS.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when you go and you hear people like this, it's almost like, wow. When we look at what our country was founded upon, and we look at, you know, our founding forefathers and what they said, Thomas Jefferson said, no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms.
Who's Thomas Jefferson?
I don't know. Maybe just the founding father.
The
you know,
third president of the United States
right,
threw
yeah.
off a tyrant named King George. What would he know?
The Declaration of Independence.
What would he know?
I mean, seriously, we're looking at George Washington, the father of our country. A free people ought to be armed. Benjamin Franklin, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Thomas Jefferson again said, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. And, you know, it's interesting, Thomas Jefferson, he said this in something new. Well, it's old, he said a while ago, but something I haven't heard before. It says, the laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man.
So, of course.
That's exactly right. So when you go around and say, why would our government, when we're in a supposed terrorist threats and we've got these foreign enemies who are constantly
failing
us.
Well, we are under
us.
A terrorist threat
right.
from corruption in government.
That's right.
Right now,
all enemies, foreign and domestic. It didn't say just foreign. It said foreign and domestic there. But when you look at it, why in the world would a good leader and a good government want to disarm their citizens who are law-abiding?
Because they're not
question.
Good?
Question, yes.
Okay.
Of course, they're not good. So what do we need to do if we see that we lawfully throw off unlawful laws and tyranny that we see? Listen, we have history. We have Hitler. We have Mao Zedong. We've got these dictators. We see what happens in the guise of quote-unquote gun control and all of the innocent people that were exterminated and killed because people gave up their right to bear arms. They say they submitted to their tyrannical government. No, lawful citizens, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God, and we have these rights, and we cannot forfeit them if we expect to have liberty and freedom and preserve it for our posterity. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I just got an email. Whoa, this is a great show. Can't believe that officer
Can't believe them. It's unbelievable. But for those of you who say, listen, we want to support you guys. We love what you guys are doing. Thank you for the comment just on the show. It's nice to know that you're out there listening, and we want you guys to become turning talk radio into do radio along with us. And for those of you that can support, like we talked about at the beginning of the show, we want you guys to become sons and daughters of liberty. Join arm in arm together with us. You can call our office at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Our big thing here at the Sons of Liberty is prevention is better than cure. We don't want to wait until, you know, cars crash over the end of a cliff before we say, whoops, should have done something about that. No, we want to put up the stop signs. We want to put up the warning signs so we don't have to have our own destruction and our own demise. So we don't have to say, I wish we would have or wish we could have.
We could always get a concerned committee to fix the problem.
Well, it's a good thing that Moses
maybe they could put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain rather than putting up the warning sign.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what we're seeing today. We're seeing a lot of trying to pick up after the problem. That's another show. But we want to prevent problems before they become a problem. We want to get the nip it in the butt. So for you are listening and say, listen, I want to support you guys, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to our donate button. You can make a secure donation. We need your support. It's not a, hey, we need your support to keep, you know, a cliche fun thing to say. We need your support to be able to continuously do what we do, turning talk radio into do radio. So again, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Become a son or daughter of liberty today. And don't forget, you get a free t-shirt as well.
I got an email here. It's from a Christy Dean. She said, can we get married so I don't have to change my last name?
Wow, that's interesting.
Is that bizarre?
Yeah, very.
Then we get all these requests for people to have us come out to where they're at, and then they say no funds, no finances. It's like, how do we do that?
Yeah, you know, and wow. That's a good point, too. For those of you who want to book the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean, we're booking now for spring. But, you know, you can't say, listen, it's like saying, listen, I need you to fly out to California.
Come on,
we got zero funds.
Totally, man.
So you want us to do what exactly?
And how are we supposed to do that?
That's right. And a lot of what we do, we have raised a lot of support.
Well, we have a money tree in the back.
That's right. Always just picking out that low fruit, those, you know, $100 bills. But for those of you who would like the Sons of Liberty to come out to your area, maybe you have a tea party group, maybe you have a school, a college campus, an after-school club, a church, and you're saying, oh, wouldn't it be great if these guys could come? Maybe you've just thought about that. Well, you can go ahead and give us a phone call, too, as well, and we'll book for you for springtime. We're booking on springtime right now. The weather is starting to change. We're starting to feel that a little excitement about some warmer weather, especially in the state of Minnesota.
How much time do I have, guys?
I think 30 seconds.
I got an email from Brandon Dietz. Actually, I'll start tomorrow's radio show with it. It is very sweet. Hey, Brandon, just want to let you know, I got it. I appreciate it. You rock. Thanks for listening. I'm glad your life is being changed in and through the power of Jesus Christ. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18, Deeds Not Words.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.